It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at
shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this happy Thanksgiving episode on Thursday, November the 28th, episode of True Crime Time for Thanksgiving.
Yay.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what my buddy used to say. But happy Thanksgiving. We hope y'all are having just a good old turkey day and football and all the good eats and not getting any family arguments, and hope you really enjoy yourselves.
All the people doing all the dishes.
By me.
I know.
I use paper plates. Well, I'd use them every day if you'd let me.
You do use them every day.
But still, sometimes you bring it to me on a regular
plate. If I serve you, it's on a plate most of the time.
All right. Well, so the Thanksgiving, I hope y'all are doing whatever you do and that you're being blessed. Thank you for liking and listening and sharing. And we really, 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 really do appreciate you. And we're very thankful for you.
Absolutely. We're very thankful. Right?
Thankful, yes. And blessed.
Absolutely.
And we're going to let you roll first with some Thanksgiving crimes.
Yes. And I've got a great one to start off with.
All right.
Law enforcement professionals.
Oh, law enforcement professional segment. What you got?
We haven't had one of these in a very long time. And this is a Thanksgiving cannibal cop.
Oh, so he might not be that professional.
Well, no. But, I mean, he is in law enforcement.
Doesn't make him professional. Go ahead.
Okay. Former NYPD officer Gilberto Valle has been granted his freedom after a judge overturned his conviction related to a horrifying plot to kidnap, torture, and eat women.
Ooh.
This unsettling story unfolds with...
For Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Instead of a turkey?
I guess so, yeah.
All right. I always wonder what human flesh tastes like.
Yeah. So, you do?
I always wondered what...
I know.
I cook every time kind of meat in the world. I wonder what human flesh tastes
well,
like.
Well, you're
going to try it. It doesn't mean I'm going to try it. I just always wondered it, especially when they cut them open in autopsies and you see all the stuff. I'm thinking it tastes like pork.
I think it tastes like steak.
No, not dark enough.
Well, Valle was arrested in October of 2012 after his then wife, Kathleen Mangan, discovered disturbing images on his computer. Mm. Investigators found a list of 100 women he claimed he planned to kill, cook, and eat.
Nice.
Among the materials were transcripts of online chats where he detailed his grisly fantasies, including plans to take one, Kathleen, to Pakistan to murder and cannibalize her body. He even spoke of wanting a woman to experience being cooked alive.
Nice.
Describing a
scene. Take it to a whole new level. Get a little scream action going.
Well, describing her at a scene where she would be tussed up like a turkey.
There you go.
It reminds me of Seinfeld when Kramer was in the hot tub on the roof and he kept putting that oil on him, and yeah, they showed him an image and what's his face, Norm or whatever, thought he was. Despite this chilling content, his defense maintained that his actions were strictly fantasy and never intended to be enacted. The trial culminated in a conviction in March of 2013, where he's facing life in prison until recent developments.
He killed somebody? Well, I mean, he must have killed somebody if he got life in prison.
So on November 21st, following a reevaluation of the evidence, the judge ruled that the proof of Valle's intentions fell short, stating that the communications were more likely to be fantasy role play than serious plots. The judge emphasized that the content did not warrant the 7 ramifications initially imposed. During the sentencing proceedings, Valle expressed gratitude for the ruling and acknowledged the trauma caused.
And it's probably a legit call by the judge. I mean, if you get online and you know what an act of furtherance is? That's actually a legal term.
So it's like if you don't act.
You can say some stupid fucking shit because we live in America, right? And you have freedom of speech. Being that he named the lady specifically and talked all that shit, maybe she could have charged him with like simplest. Other states would be battery here. It would be assault if she was in fear of this happening to her. But, I mean, what's the chance he's going to truss her up like a turkey? I'm not taking up for a sleazebag, and he's a cop, right?
Yeah.
And, but if you don't do anything to do an act of furtherance, meaning that, like he said, he want to take her to Pakistan. But if he bought 2 tickets for them to go to Pakistan, motherfucker, how are you going to get on a plane and get her to go to Pakistan?
Right.
Maybe you might get her to go to Tahiti.
Yeah.
Who the fuck wants to go to Pakistan? But hey, girl, come on. Let's go to Pakistan for a weekend.
I know. But at what point, you always say, like, that there's a point of escalation.
Yeah, you know, that the fantasy doesn't do it anymore.
Where's that gray line?
There's no gray line there. He never did anything other than talk about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I could talk about killing you all the time, and I'm not going to do anything to further that.
Yeah,
right?
Well, he's still marked as the cannibal cop.
Yeah, well, he should be, because he talked about eating people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's... Is he still? I wonder if he's still a cop. Doesn't matter. I would guess not, being that he was arrested. So, anyway, I mean, you know, I'm all about justice, and that right there is scorched. The finding guilty for life for talking about murdering women. Well, you could talk about it, just can't do it. So, let me tell you an opposite Thanksgiving story. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. So there's this dude named Jimmy Mulligan, and he's from Bridgeport, Connecticut. He was walking his friend's house, getting ready for some Thanksgiving dinner. He's carrying a turkey and a plastic bag of goodies. They're going to cook it up, right?
Yeah.
And boom, an armed man jumps out of the bushes and demands his turkey and stuffing along with his wallet. This is true. Along with his wallet and the plastic bag of goodies. So Jimmy gives it up. Mm-hmm. And then he calls 911.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, call 911. What's your emergency? I just got robbed my turkey and stuffing. And dispatcher didn't believe him. Just thought it was a joke. And the people do call it 911. I got to do a 911 episode. Tanya Haino just retired from 25 years mm-hmm. running the dispatch office. Oh, my God, the shit they put up with. So but she thought he was joking. But being a 911 call, she had to send somebody out anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
When the cops get there and they arrive at the scene, guess what? The motherfucker wasn't joking. And Then they called the dispatcher back. The dispatcher was Denny Vieira, and he or she felt so bad for the man. She felt so bad for the man that she decided to help him out. And her and her co-workers got together and bought two turkey dinners from Boston Market and had them delivered to Mr. Mulligan.
That is so nice.
That's a good Thanksgiving story.
That's a very good Thanksgiving story.
Got crime in it and happy in it.
Yeah, happy ending.
Why you laugh every time you say happy ending? You got a dirty mind. All right. Now I'm sure you're going to throw some shade on my happy story, which is your sad Thanksgiving story where the Indians run away.
Hey, ladies, are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? Well, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living in our environment right now. It's in your food, your water, the air you breathe, the clothes you wear, your skincare products. They all mess with your hormones. Then there's the natural hormone changes your body goes through, premenopause, menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you have to suffer through it. The good news is you don't have to suffer through it anymore because now you have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone support and supplement. It's become a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Well, my wife says it makes her feel like her own self again. And that's what women mention over and over in the reviews. And there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code RLRC for 15% off today. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com and use code RLRC.
Hey, y'all, let me tell you about Gobble. All Gobble meal kits are pre-prepped. That means less work for you and less waste in your kitchen. Their meal kits include everything you need so you can save time at the store or just skip that trip entirely. I got the box in and I had three different meals. I had a Kung Pao chicken, crispy fish tacos, and a beef bourguignon, however you say it. But let me tell you about the classic beef bourguignon. Look, it came with beef pot roast and a beef broth concentrate, red wine demi-glace, cremini mushrooms, cipollone onions, mashed potatoes, baby carrots, and rosemary thyme butter. It was so easy to make. Literally like 15 minutes it took Cindy. And let me tell you something, all the dishes were fire. But this thing was like a taste explosion in my mouth. It's just unreal. We've got to spend more time together and more time doing the things we love because everything came in this one single box right to my door. So see what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. You get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. And let me tell you, those cookies, I ate one that was sin-baked, and it was delicious. Go to gobble.com/real life. That's gobble.com/real life for $120 off your first four boxes. This offer is not available on the home site, so don't miss out. This is genius. It's taste explosions in your mouth like you never had.
Nothing screams the holidays like
so planes, trains, and automobiles.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an unsolved mystery.
Ooh.
And starts off saying, imagine a heist so audacious that it has become a legendary tale in American folklore. Okay. Well, this is the story of D.B. Cooper.
I already know. Everybody knows about D.B. Cooper.
Well, okay.
Okay. No, you go ahead. I'm not going to say anything about it. Go ahead. I've watched all the documentaries. Of course, I know my history. I know they try to reenact it. I know where they found the money. They're not going to do my next one?
Yeah.
All right, check this one out. So this is a great, big, long story. It's going to take up the rest of the show. So Thanksgiving dinner, it's going to be at my house now. Thanksgiving dinner can be a time of family stress. But need it go this far? Shanika Alsop of Baltimore, who was arguing at the table with her half-brother, Deontay Antonio Wallace, grabbed a two-pronged serving fork and jabbed it into his neck. He was taken to the hospital with minor wounds, and she was charged with assault.
Ha ha.
The end. I fucked up your D.B. Cooper story. D.B. Cooper, I'll sum it up for you a couple words. D.B. Cooper jumped out of the back of an airplane with a whole bunch of fucking money.
Okay.
So, back to you, Cindy.
Law enforcement professionals.
All right. So, this has to be the coolest law enforcement professional.
Nice.
A video recently surfaced of a cop that pulled over a vehicle on Thanksgiving Day for speeding. It was shot by the car's passenger. While writing up the ticket, the cop asked the driver what kind of car it is. It turns out to be a super fancy Mercedes G55 AMG worth $100,000. The man then disclosed he worked for an oil and gas company. Impressed, the cop asked the driver to put it in neutral and rev the engine. By the end of the exchange, the cop tears up the ticket. Was the cop really cool or just a tool for the rich?
Tool for the rich, I guess.
He just wanted to hear that.
I actually drove one of these. The fastest I've ever driven in my entire life was one of these.
I'm sure it was.
And it was 177 miles an hour. It was the first all white with tan interior G55 AMG to be in America. You know what that means? The G55 AMG, the motor is all hand built.
Oh, okay.
And you know who it was that had it, but yeah. I'm not going to say it on the show. So what do I ask them to wrap it up?
I guess he wanted to hear it. I mean, the same reason why you went the fastest you've ever driven.
Okay. Well, interesting. Different, but interesting. Maybe he was trying to get a job in the oil and gas industry. Maybe so. All right. So check this out. Dude named Johnny Anton Love attempted to rob a gas station in Miami Gardens, Florida on Thanksgiving Day in 2013. Well, the clerk. Yeah, I've had to work on Thanksgiving before, and many, 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 many times.
Me too.
It kind of always sucks. But the clerk, David Paul Lamour, dude just trying to make a dollar, mm-hmm. make ends meet, you know, clerk at a gas station.
Mm-hmm.
He was calm and collected, and he went beyond that. He was so cool, he befriended the robber.
Oh.
Became friends with him. Told him he should help himself to some beer, right? Meanwhile, he secretly triggered the silent alarm. Now, Johnny Ann Love grabbed so much beer that on his way out of store, the bags broke and cans scattered across the parking lot. And when the cops arrived, Love was busy trying to pick up the beer and hide the money in his clothes.
Wow.
And Love's ass went to jail.
That's
now
awesome.
He's in prison. And then now he's got no body to feed him turkey.
Well, he's going to get his leg quarter.
Yeah, right. We need to check on that. So, y'all, let me tell you about the model who killed and castrated and ate her husband for Thanksgiving. Do you know about this?
No.
All right. So on Thanksgiving Day, 1991, Egyptian-born fashion model Omania Nelson, 23, repeatedly plunged a pair of scissors into the chest and stomach of Bill Nelson, her 56-year-old pilot husband. Then she reached for a clothing iron because she wasn't dead. She wasn't done yet. So as Bill flailed, Omamiya pummeled him to death with the iron until the heavy object actually broke in her hand. Now, imagine the force it takes to break an iron. Imagine getting hit in the head with a fucking iron. But she already stabbed him. Omamiya unleashed her fury. She claimed over the sexual terror and other abuses to which Bill had subjected her. Acts that reportedly included him pimping out his glamorous bride to kinky old creeps in exchange for rent, cash, and in one case, a car. Dude was a pilot. Do you think he's making a good paycheck? When Bill finally died, Omamiya butchered his body on the kitchen floor. She then boiled his hands in oil to remove fingerprints and stuck his head in the freezer so she could later break out his teeth.
Jeez Louise. What? What kind of woman is this?
In symbolic revenge, Omamiya made a point of castrating her husband as well. Right?
I don't.
That's a fucking good story. I mean, that's just a good murder story. I don't believe she was pimped out. She'd probably be lying. But it happened. That's her right there. Real people.
Yeah.
Real life, real crime.
Yeah.
And shit happens. Em, why don't you tell us about this one?
Well, Thanksgiving Massacre, 20 years in the making. So on November 26th, 2009, South Florida resident Paul Michael Mirage ate a hearty Thanksgiving meal with 16 family members and friends, conversing and joking and even joining in sing-alongs. I can't imagine you doing that.
No.
After dinner, he whipped out a handgun and executed four relatives, including his cousin-in-law, his twin sisters, one of whom was pregnant, and his cousin's six-year-old daughter. Afterward, he reportedly said, "I've waited 20 years to do this." He fled the scene.
He ran like a little bitch.
But was captured and eventually cut a plea deal for six consecutive life sentences to avoid the death penalty.
Holy shit.
And he's a looker. That
is why I tell y'all about the holidays, the time you leave the ones you love to be with the ones you can barely stand. And he did this for 20 years. He was waiting on it.
Wait.
And then he spread that.
He
spread that Thanksgiving joy.
I wonder what the catalyst was that just broke it.
It's horrible for those families and fuck him, for the family members and fuck him, especially the little girl. All right. I'm going to tell you one more. And you already alluded to it about washing dishes. Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. If you haven't finished your holiday shopping yet, don't panic. We've got a secret source for incredible original gifts, and that's Uncommon Goods. They've got unique, hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list, all in one spot. Gifts to spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. And somehow they know exactly the perfect gifts for every single person you know. So skip the gifts that scream last minute and find something truly original at uncommongoods.com. I love the 12 Days of Gourmet Nuts, y'all. Holy smoke, they're good. Each one of these packages contains 2 ounces of reusable container and has a different flavor of melody nuts in it to indulge in. Salted pistachios, honey sea salt almonds, cranberry nut blend, coconut curry peanuts, salted cashews, smoked almonds, butter cinnamon pecans, fireside trail mix, deluxe nut mix, sea salt walnuts, taproom nuts, salted corn nuts, and each flavor is shrink sealed for freshness in its own reusable tin. And the collection is beautifully packaged in a ready to go gift box. So when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses.
Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out for this holiday season. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. For holiday hosts and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids, for everyone from book lovers to diehard sports fans, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. Not the same old selections you can find just anywhere. Looking for a gift? You don't have to worry. Getting lost in the mail? Uncommon experiences are more than virtual classes. There are unexpected opportunities to have fun and connect in new ways, from tarot card reading, lunar astrology charting, cooking and mixology classes, crafts, gardening, and so much more. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/RLRC. That's uncommongoods.com/RLRC for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Hey, y'all, it's fall, my favorite time of year. You know, I love hunting, traveling to see my grandbaby or go to Wisconsin and spending a precious time with friends and family. I'm so excited to ditch my shorts and flip-flops and upgrade to cozy sweaters and warm leather jackets from Quince. Quince offers affordable, high-quality essentials for any wardrobe. That includes seasonal must-haves like Mongolian cashmere sweaters from $60 and comfortable pants for any occasion. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And they partner with them directly, cutting out the cost of the middleman and passing the savings to you. That means Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, so you can update your look without breaking the bank. Shopping with Quince is fun and easy. You know, I don't like to shop. That's my wife Cindy's job. But when it comes to picking out my new fall wardrobe additions from Quince, I had to be part of the decision making, and it was so easy. I got the fisherman sweater in alabaster, and I even chose the Mongolian cashmere joggers. They are soft and comfortable. The prices are great, and the quality is even better. I would put any of my new additions up against any luxury brand out there. Upgrade your wardrobe with pieces made to last with Quince. Go to quince.com/RLRC for free shipping on your order and the 365-day returns. That's quince.com/RLRC to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Go to quince.com/RLRC.
Oh.
You know, and it happens every year. You see it, you've seen it, and we won't elaborate on it. And people get done eating and shit. And there's like, you know, when the family insists upon using the fine china and all that shit, it's not like wood eating off a paper plate. And it's all stacked up and shit. And you got all these fucking grown ass kids sitting around and whatever. And one person always ends up going in the kitchen and washing the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And she's sitting across from me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, motherfuckers, get up.
Here's my plate.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going to be quiet.
Get up and do something. Fuck, we cooked. All right. So this dude, his name was Elias Clay Oliver. He's 76 years old and he's a little pissed off towards his son, Keith Oliver, who's 49. You know why? Because old Keith refused to help around the house. And his dad got so pissed off, he went into a homicidal rage on Thanksgiving Day of 2009. Now, the father and son had been arguing for hours prior to Majorie Oliver, 75, who's obviously Taylor's wife and Keith's mom. She said, "Hey, Keith, why don't you just leave?" He said, "Fuck that, mama. I ain't going anywhere." And you know what happened? His daddy went upstairs, got a .357 caliber revolver, and shot Oliver to death.
Wow.
So you know what? He was right when he said he wasn't going to leave. Well, he left, but he left in a body bag.
Yeah, he did.
Thanksgiving love. Thanksgiving love. Y'all, one more, right? You want one more?
Sure.
And then we just kind of call it because this one's kind of special. All right. So a guy named Brian David Smith, who was a retired security engineering officer with the U.S. State Department. I'm pretty sure that means he's like a fucking spy or something. But he had dealt with his Little Falls, Minnesota home being burglarized several times in just a couple months. So you know what he did? He installed an alarm system, complete with video cameras, and he aimed it all around several areas of his house. Then, on Thanksgiving Day in 2012, he sat in his basement with a rifle and waited. Certainly, there's no hunt like the hunt of men, and those who've hunted armed men long enough and grew to like it soon cared about little else. Ernest Hemingway, one of my favorite sayings. So he's sitting down there in the basement waiting to get him some. Well, the video from that day captures Smith moving his truck from the driveway prior to the break-in to make it appear as if he wasn't home, right? Then, an hour later, two teens in hoodies can be seen casing the place before entering the property. Now, the teens were Haley Elaine Kiefer, 18, and her cousin, Nicholas Brady, 17, both of whom were unarmed. Now, Smith had suspected Kiefer and Brady of having been responsible for at least some of the earlier break-ins, and they were later suspected of robbery of a retired school teacher that had occurred earlier on Thanksgiving Day. Now, while Smith sat in his basement, he had a tape recorder running, and there are hours of audio recordings that document his time lying in wait, complete with the sound of the breaking glass and the confrontation that followed. The audio captures the shots fired and Smith's statements during and after the killings, including, "I refuse to live in fear, and I'm not a bleeding heart liberal. I felt like I was cleaning up a mess. I was doing my civic duty. I don't see them as human. I see them as vermin." Incredibly, despite the two dead bodies in his house, Smith wouldn't actually call the police until the next day, stating that he didn't want to bother them because of the Thanksgiving holiday.
Oh my goodness. He's so nice.
It's not funny at all, but I mean, this fucker is fucked.
Yeah.
But that's a happy Thanksgiving episode.
Yeah.
The first inaugural happy true crime time for Thanksgiving Day episode.
That's right.
True crime time for Thanksgiving Day. Happy Thanksgiving to all y'all. We love you very much. Cindy and I are about to roll out and get some victuals and do all that good family stuff, except for all this shit you heard on here. Right? We ain't gonna kill anybody.
No.
And
Black Friday shoppers, stay safe.
Stay safe. And you know what? We're gonna do some safety tips on that, but just have some common sense to look around before you get in your car, have your keys in your hand and all that. And the other thing is, there's so many people shopping on Black Friday. Usually that's not the worst time for the crime. It usually starts up between now and Christmas. But happy Thanksgiving. Love y'all. Turkey, gobble, gobble, motherfuckers. Right? Right? And we love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you for liking, listening, and sharing. Until next time, I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
And love y'all. Peace.
Peace.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards. It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big.